Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, why do you hate Drew Barrymore?
I don't hate her. It's just you put her up against Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu. There is a sharp fall off to Drew Barrymore.
I love me some Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
I've never been a Cameron Diaz fan, except the mask.
When she was a little plumper.
Yeah, I mean, she's a funny, like, she was good in Something About Mary. I think she's very pretty, but she's never been my type. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny. Did you ever see that movie, The Other Woman, with Cameron Diaz?
By the way, I say those things like if they're listening, I'm hurting their feelings. Like, what if she's listening? Well, I don't want to hurt her. She's going to be like, that guy on the radio thinks I'm ugly. I think she's very pretty. I'm just not particularly attracted to her. I'm sorry.
Did you see the movie, The Other Woman? With Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and what is the girl?
No, but out of the two.
No, but there's a third.
Cow!
There's a third. The, what's her name? The Sports
Renee
Illustrated
Zellinger.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. The hot cab. The cat daddy girl?
Yes.
Yeah, her.
What is her name? Why can't we think of her name?
She's married Verlander. To Justin Verlander.
Kate Upton. So it is. Oh my goodness!
That's what happens when you're old. You sneeze 7 times in a row.
It's Jamie Lannister, and he's married to Leslie Mann, and he's cheating on her with Cameron Diaz. And they find out, and then they hatch a scheme to try and get him. And then they find out he's also cheating with Kate Upton.
Oh,
this guy's good.
Yeah, I was like, what? What's the downside to this guy? That he ends up with Kate Upton?
No, he does not. Actually, well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I'm never gonna watch it.
Don Johnson winds up with Kate Upton because Don Johnson is Cameron Diaz's dad.
So how does he get?
Because they meet and, you know, they all find out. They all are together and they're like, we hate that guy. He's cheating on all of us.
Don Johnson's a good-looking older man.
He is, yeah.
He really is. He held up pretty good.
And he's great in new stuff that he's in. Like, whenever I see him in movies, I'm like, Don Johnson's great.
He was great in Kenny Powers.
He was great in Django Unchained.
That's it.
Oh, really? You've never seen that? It's a really,
I don't like movies that really throw around the N-word that much. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
It is a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not going to watch it.
I know. You watch terrible movies and never watch any. You know, the ones that I tell you to watch, you watch and you're like, that was amazing. And I go, yeah, I know. I don't care what you watch.
Yeah, I know. Some of them.
I ever give you a movie where you watched it and you said no?
You don't want to hear.
Because you said Gotti.
You don't want to hear.
It was terrible.
Say Gotti was good. I said Gotti wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
It was terrible.
I love John Travolta, and I think John Travolta is an underrated actor. I think he's so good looking. People look at him like he's just like Rob Lowe. I think Rob Lowe's looks hurt him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it hurts him, but I know what you're
saying.
Him,
as far as being a thespian,
yeah,
he is not taken seriously. But I'm telling you that John Travolta is one of the great actors of our time, and he's not given the credit that he deserves.
He was terrible in Gotti, though, but the movie...
How do you know?
A civil
action? You don't know Gotti. He may have been exactly like Gotti was in real life.
A civil action with John Travolta? He's great in there.
Where he's got the baby that's Bruce Willis?
Look who's talking.
He made that movie good.
What movie have I ever told you where you said it wasn't good?
MacGruber.
Yeah, but you didn't even watch it.
I watched the whole thing. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just not my type of humor.
You don't like
You and my wife are along the same. My wife is constantly trying to get me to watch things that she thinks is funny that I don't. Like memes and videos. Oh, did you see this thing? I'm like, I don't, you know. I'm telling you right now, I realize that there's one, you know how they say like sometimes smells will bring you back to a certain place?
Yeah.
I have a trigger for anger. This is no joke. I'm not trying to be shocking or funny. I have a trigger for anger, and I can tell you what it is.
Is it a smell?
No, I'm sorry. It's a sound.
Okay.
You want to guess? It's a voice.
a voice that is a trigger
immediately gets me in a bad mood.
Is it a celebrity?
Yes.
A celebrity's voice, if you hear it.
I walk in and I hear it and I am instantly annoyed.
Did I do that?
No, it's not even an annoying voice. Well, maybe kind of. It's a little southern sometimes.
Who you got? I don't know.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, I told my wife. I made a rule. You could call my wife right now. What's the rule? She cannot watch Dr. Phil when I'm in the house.
And here's the thing. I don't think Dr. Phil is bad at his job. I don't hate his show. I hate his face and his voice.
I hate his face. I hate his voice. I hate that he thinks he knows. He's terrible. I think he's terrible. I don't think he's helping anyone.
He doesn't want to help anyone. No. He just wants to be rich. He made the Catch Me Outside girl famous.
Yeah.
He exploited a teenage girl.
Yep.
And she end around it, flipped it, and reversed it right back in his face.
Right, because that really...
Catch that outside,
that's
Dr.
all
Phil.
He's doing on the show is exploiting people.
Yes!
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, he's helping. He's not helping. He's not helping at all. And I can't wait until somebody finally just gets up and smacks him in the face. Like somebody get like a guy is like, don't talk to me like that, douchebag.
Dr. Phil had a diet book out, and I went, I don't know whether that makes any sense for Dr. Phil to have a diet.
Because he's fat.
Yeah. I mean, he's not fat, but he's certainly fat. Not.
He's not in good shape to be telling you what to eat.
Right, yeah.
It's like him telling you about hair.
Yeah. Like, the only reason why he became famous was because his book was on Oprah's list, right? Like,
no, that's let's give him a little bit of credit, okay? Oprah had a lot of people as guests on her show, and she promoted a lot of people, and Dr. Phil turned that into a $1 billion empire.
But that's
Yeah, we all start somewhere.
Right.
You got to give him, I mean, how many people did Oprah have on her show in the 20-something years that she was on the air? Dr. Phil is one of those people. What's her name? The
Rachel Ray. Yeah.
Nate, the designer. There's a couple of people.
Gayle King's just friends with her, and she became.
She's on the Today Show, or whatever it is. There are a couple of people who have taken their exposure on Oprah and turned that into something ridiculously huge. And Dr. Phil is one of those. Hearing him talk makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
Also, not a doctor.
Is a doctor, but not a medical doctor.
Right.
Right.
He let his license expire.
So. Oh, who cares now?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But, like, technically, like, he couldn't, like, have a practice.
What did he have his doctorate in? I don't remember.
Like, I'm pretty sure he just psychology. He was a psychiatrist.
I don't think it was. I think it's something less than that.
So he graduated from Midwestern State University with a B.A. in psychology.
Not the great Midwestern State University and a B.A.? Jesus Christ.
I'm going to get that in a couple years.
I know. What's this world coming to? Carmen, you might be better at giving out, or at least more entertaining than giving out advice. The other one that really bugs me, and I've hung out with this guy, so it's not personal. He's a nice guy, is Steve Wilkos. Like, why does that guy have a show?
I don't get that at all.
Yeah, that's
no.
weird.
And all he basically does is copy the mold of Jerry Springer and Maury Povich a little bit. And except he's a little tougher, so then when the guests get snooty, he can be like, don't talk to me that way. I'll come on there and smack you. You know, because he was a security guard.
What do you think Dr. Phil's net worth is?
I mean, I $20 million? No, it's going to be more. I mean,
no.
$50 million.
$50 million?
I'm going to say $200.
$200 million? Carmen, any guesses,
you
Dr.
Think
Phil?
He's that big?
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
I know I'm low.
Really?
Yeah.
I was only going to say like $20 million.
I thought you were going to say between like $50 and $100.
He's laughing so hard at all
oh
of you that his
God.
Hair is growing back.
Oh.
$400 oh. million. Dollars.
For what? His TV show?
Yeah, it was Empire.
Show, books. His books.
His wife's got makeup now or something.
Speaking engagements. Yeah, like he does all kind of stuff.
God.
Yeah, $400
that's
million.
It's your people,
dollars.
Carmen. It's your ladies that are keeping him in business because guys don't watch that show.
That's yep. where I'm going. I'm taking his place.
Yeah, you should.
That's my goal.
You should. I think that would be great. I would...
Is he worth more or less than Rachel Ray?
More.
More than Rachel Ray?
Yes.
Less.
Rachel Ray's got dog food. She's got all
cooking,
kind of cooking
more.
Items and stuff. More.
I'm going to say Rachel Ray is worth more.
$100 million.
Yeah.
I feel like she's been around longer.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray's crying right now because she only has $60
million.
Oh,
yeah. Sad news.
How?
How what?
How what? She has $60 million? Or how is he worth more?
How is he worth so much more?
Because he has a more popular show. His show is definitely more popular, I would say. I don't know. We'd have to see ratings and stuff.
She was on the Cooking Channel before she had the talk show.
Yeah, he's on network television. That's a big difference.
And now she's in syndication, so she's got syndication money, but he owns, it's about what you own, you know, and he owns everything. And then he parlayed that into other stuff.
It's crazy.
Oprah's net worth is $2.5 billion.
Billion.
Billion. Yeah.
And she probably gets a piece of Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
His earnings.
Sure.
Wouldn't you give it to Oprah?
And you know how she gets it? She shows up at his house and goes, "Where's my money?" Puts her hand out.
You give him that with a bag.
Yeah. Oprah, you better have Oprah's money.
Oprah, it's been a long time. Do I have to still keep paying this?
Don't make me get Stedman over here.
No. Do we know anything about Stedman?
No. Nobody knows anything like what about he does. Stedman. No.
We don't, right?
No.
Like, I know he's got a real job, and I know he's got his own money and stuff, but I don't know.
They're not really married, though, right?
No. Oprah's smart. She knows what's up.
Stedman Graham is worth $10 million, and, you know, but I'm sure he's like, "Oprah, I'm going out. Can I?"
Yeah, like she does, like, when Karen Hill told Henry she wanted to go shopping, right. How much do you need? And he just did this with his fingers, this much, about 4 inches worth of hundreds.
But he's like, "I'm going out," and Oprah gives him a red card. That's a triangle. Nobody else has it. It just works. You don't even have to go up to the register with it. It just shoots the money to the register.
Yep.
You don't even know what it is.
And people look at it and go, "We don't accept this." And you go, "Yes, you do." We don't. Swipe it. And they swipe it and they go, "I'm sorry, sir. You're correct. We accept this."
Yeah. Stedman is an American educator, author, businessman, speaker, and podcaster, primarily known as longtime partner of Oprah. Of course. That really doesn't say what he does, though.
Nice. Mr. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's fine with that.
How long have they been together?
Since I was in high school.
And she won't marry him?
I mean, what makes you think he wants to get married? He's living the life as...
What makes you think she does wants to get married?
Yeah.
That's her beard.
Well, that's what people have said.
that her
and Gail were together.
Or do you think they just have big old sex parties?
I don't think that Oprah would be afraid to tell people she was a lesbian. If she was, she doesn't need anybody for anything.
Not anymore, but like.
Okay, so now of all times, she would come out and she would say.
No, you kept the secret long enough. And now if she came out, that would just bring more attention to her. And it's like just stirring up.
No, her and Rosie O'Donnell would team up like the Avengers.
Yeah. All right, Rosie, Ellen, they'd be the Lesvengers. And they would do whatever they want. And especially now at this time where, you know, everybody's looking out for everybody. The Les Avengers would rule everything.
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever run for president?
No.
I don't think so either.
But can I just tell you something?
If she did,
she could, yeah.
Can I just tell you something? I feel like if Oprah and I, like, I feel like if somebody introduced me to Oprah, she'd be like, "Very nice to meet you." But I feel like if everybody left and Eric Logan, my old boss who used to work for her, ran her company, we'd go, "Hey, it's Cal, it's cool." And everybody's gone. She'd be like, "God damn," she put her fat little feet up. And she'd be like, "Do you watch the Oscars the other night?" And I go, "You know, Oprah, you know Bradley Cooper's." And she goes, "Totally banging on Lady Gaga." Like, I bet me and Oprah would just love the gossip.
I think Eric goes, "Hey, Mike's cool." And she goes, "Zip," and unzips, and the body falls down, and it's just a little Martian inside of there.
Like right? Men in Black?
Yeah.
Like, he goes over, opens the back of her head.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's probably, that could be true. It could absolutely be true. All right. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Hey, so you want to hear about my adjustment in script writing? Oh, by the way, did Kevin Smith call us back yet?
No.
Okay, I'm going.
Did you see the picture the other day?
Which one?
The picture with Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, and Jason Lee.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason Lee looks exactly the same as he did 30 years ago.
He had the same outfit from Mallrats and everything.
Well, listen, I have to plan my spring break, and if they don't get back to us today, I got to go ahead with my plans.
I'm going to reach out again.
I'm going to Costa Rica, and they have a potential of losing a major star right now. Clearly, they don't care.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know how those people are like, "God damn, Kevin did it again. What? He invited another stupid fat radio guy to come on down to the set."
That's how I'm feeling.
That's how I'm feeling, too. So I don't want to be a pain in the ass. I don't want our relationship with Kevin Smith based on him doing stuff for us. I just like him. I like his movies, and I'm glad that we're friends. That's it. So that's good. If he films a movie in Tampa again, I'll pressure him to put us on it. But for now, unless they call back today and say, "Gia, we have the itinerary and your production and all that stuff," other than I'm going to Costa Rica.
What is your script writing thing you were saying?
Oh, so remember I had that one more job?
Yeah.
Okay. And I
possibly produced by Ice Cube,
yes.
Possibly starring Craig Robinson or Faison Love as your partner.
I've renamed it.
Okay.
Rewrote the pilot.
Okay.
And have recast it.
Recast, okay.
Faison Love is still in it.
Okay.
Starring opposite of Chris DiStefano.
Okay.
And Chris DiStefano, Faison Love is the...
Are you out of it now?
I'm out. Oh. I want to make this real.
Okay.
Chris DiStefano, I mean, Faison Love is a security guard for a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris DiStefano is a straight up mob guy, pinstripe suit, you know, whole kind of thing.
Okay.
Named Giancarlo. Or they call him Carlo. And he's straight up super Italian. And Faison Love wants out. And then Carlo is tired of being punk because he dresses like the mobster and he loves Godfather and Goodfellas and all that stuff. But all the real mobsters punk him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants out too. And it's the two of them together.
Okay.
And they try to leave and go do a thing. I'm leaving out some details on purpose. But the new name of it is called Unmade.
Unmade.
Unmade. They both went out of the business.
Right.
And they both get out of there together. You'll appreciate it because I got some down-the-road stuff, some down-the-road reveals.
Okay.
What if I write this and Galvin doesn't like it? Like, what if I actually sell it to Hollywood, they film it, and then I bring it, and I'm like, this is it. And I have the big screening at the Tampa Theater, and we all watch it, and it's over, and everybody's like, you're the best. And Galvin looks at me, and he goes... I mean,
you want to know what?
It was okay.
It'll be a top seller because every show that Galvin likes always goes off air.
It's true.
That's true.
As soon as he likes it. So you actually are hoping Galvin
okay.
doesn't like
all
it.
All right. Well, I hope you hate my show, Galvin.
Yeah. If I like it, I'm sorry. I put a death nail in your coffin. Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, I'll open Oprah's head and stick the idea inside the little Martian.
All right. Good luck.
I got to take a break because I got to play a pee-pee. And when we come back, I got some tickets to give away, including the Strawberry Festival, where our band Pitbull Toddler will be on Sunday. We'll be out there melting faces, moderately melting faces, and everybody's invited. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play some sort of game. Maybe could we do a little Google Feud? Because we didn't get to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Red Egg Bingo. We'll do Google Feud next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.